From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Nigerians turned out Saturday to vote in the national election to choose members of parliament and an ex-president. Pre-election opinion polls show that President Goodluck Jonathan is in a tight race with Nigeria's former military ruler, General Muhammadu Buhari. Officials believe they will know the winners by sometime tomorrow. VOA's Peter Clotty is in the capital, Abuja.
The Independent National Electoral Commission says the final result will be declared on Monday, exactly 48 hours after the elections. However, there were places here in Abuja and other places around the country people were not able to vote because of some challenges of lateness, malfunction of the card readers and all that.
And for those reasons, those voters will be allowed to vote today. Polling proceeded smoothly in much of the country on Saturday, but it was marred in the northeast by an attack. It is suspected that the Boko Haram insurgents attacked three villages in Gombe State, killing at least 24. A coalition led by Saudi Arabia has pounded southern Yemen for a third day with airstrikes. This happened while international diplomats and UN staff fled from Aden, the main southern city that is the focus of fighting between the militias loyal to the Sana'a government and Houthi rebels backed by Iran. With the deadline for a deal quickly approaching, both sides in the Iranian nuclear talks in Switzerland say it is up to the other party to make concessions. If a Tuesday deadline for a framework deal for Iran to curb uranium enrichment, Iran says its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes. Officials in Somalia say at least 20 people were killed, 28 injured, when militant group Al-Shabaab laid siege to a popular hotel in Mogadishu on Friday. Another 50 were rescued from the hotel Saturday. Abdelaziz Bello reporting now from Mogadishu. The assailants were also killed in the rescue.
Government forces wrested control of the Makkah al-Mukarrama hotel from Al-Shabaab after hours of confrontation with the gunmen who stormed the hotel late Friday afternoon. Information Minister Mohamed Abdi Mare led the government delegation to assess the scene on Saturday morning. He says among those killed were four Somali security personnel. Somali envoy to Geneva, Yusuf Baribari, a woman from the World Bank who also served as an advisor to the Ministry of Finance, three security guards and six civilians in total. He accused Al-Shabaab of planning on committing mass murder, as the group did in 2013 when it attacked the Westgate shopping mall in Kenya's capital. Abdulaziz Bilal for VOA News, Mogadishu.
Guinea's President Alpha Conte has declared a 45-day health emergency in five regions in the west and southwest of the country, a bid to stem the spread of Ebola. Mr. Conde announced measures on state television late Saturday that will enable authorities to restrict people's movements in the region. Guinea also deployed security forces to the country's southwest, that in response to reports that Sierra Leoneans were crossing the border to flee an Ebola lockdown intended to end the deadly disease in that country. More than 10,000 people have died from Ebola in West Africa since the current outbreak began. The co-pilot of that German Wings passenger jet who investigators believe intentionally crashed the plane Tuesday into the French Alps was worried health problems could dash his dreams and vowed one day to do something to change the whole system. That's the word from an ex-girlfriend of Andreas Lubitz. German authorities said Friday that they found torn-up sick notes from doctors showing that the 27-year-old had been suffering from an illness that could have grounded him on the day of the crash, which took the lives of 150 people on board the plane. German Wings, the Lufthansa subsidiary that Lubitz joined in 2013, declined on Saturday to comment when asked whether the company was aware of any health problems he might have had. It did say that he had passed all required medical checkups. Get more news by going to our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.